I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
This is Internet Marketing. Brought to you by Site Visibility at sitevisibility.com. This is Internet Marketing. Today I'm joined by Chris Salsa, CMO at startpage.com. I can't pronounce this. IXquick.com, a private search engine. Yeah. And that's based in the Netherlands, isn't it, Chris?
It is. Xquick.com was originally founded in New York, though. It stands for Intelligence Times Quick. So that was the thought about it. But the main office, the head office, is here based in the Netherlands, yeah.
Fantastic. Yeah. So, as usual, let's start off with you telling us a bit about yourself, and then we'll move on to how do we promote a private search engine.
Sure. Well, I'm 33 years old. I founded two companies before. They were both in online marketing, first in comparison engines, in couponing here in the Benelux, and also in ticketing. I live on a farm, actually, somewhere in the east of the Netherlands with my beautiful wife. And I have a great passion for online marketing with a knowledge of scaling up fast. And the perfect example is my last company, Tickets. It grew 3,800% in a year. And now my big challenge is that instead of scaling it up as a startup, I would like to see, well, I recently joined startpage.com. I didn't found it, but I joined the company to scale up an existing company, which already exists for 15 years already. It's a really old domain. So that's my current challenge, yeah.
Brilliant. So the whole world of private search engines, I mean, something I'm not that familiar with. Just tell us how a private search engine works.
Well, I can tell you how startpage.com works, of course. Other search engines in the field that also claim privacy, I'm not sure how they work. But for us, nothing is stored. So we don't store your IP address. We don't store your searches. We don't store anything. So our search results are currently enhanced by Google, which assures quality, of course, but we don't give them back any data. So there isn't personalized results. There's no filter bubble you get in. It's only based on the Google's, well, their own algorithm, of course, as how we know them. And next to web search, we also have images and video, and we are working on our own privacy maps version coming soon to make sure that everything is completely private, that we don't store anything. And next to the web search, we also have a proxy service. And because we want to do the extra mile for you, instead of only providing you the results in perfect privacy, you can also visit the site you want to visit in privacy, as we load temporarily the content of that site for you. So we have the tracking cookies and everything on our server temporarily, and you won't be bothered with them.
Yeah, this reminds me of the Onion network, which is that sort of private network. Sure. Of routers. Is there any sort of similarities there?
More or less. For us, it's basically, it's only search what we do, web search.
Yeah.
So in that matter, it might be different, and we don't know our users, or for example, and so I'm not sure what the similarities with the Onion are, but yeah, we completely focus on search in on this matter. So yeah.
So being a private, sort of not storing anything, must give you some pretty good challenges, you know, as a sort of chief marketing officer. How do you overcome those?
It is quite a challenge, because I normally get used with working Google products, for example, with my previous companies, working with Google Analytics, for example, tracking everything, advertising based on well, for Facebook and AdWords and all that. And now, basically, we don't know who they are. We actually don't have a clue who our current user base is, because we don't store anything. We don't store IPs. It's simply counting, well, anonymous data, but we don't know who they are. Mm. So we have millions of users, and the challenge we have is convincing people, because we all know that the major search engines store everything you do. Well, it's a company that also in European Union, they're now getting after Google again for the third time. But on the other hand, we know that they store everything, but we are not afraid of it. So we don't feel any sense of urgency because we say we have nothing to hide. Mm. But, well, everybody sleeps with their curtain closed, for example, and we have stuff to protect. But Google is also so common for us that we don't even think of the consequences or alternatives, for that matter. And also for me as a marketing guy, well, I cannot simply track results very easily for any marketing efforts I do. I don't have any Google Analytics, for example, in my tool set. Mm. So for every marketing euro we would spend, it actually should move the needle for all those millions of searches that we already have every day. And that's quite a challenge for me as a marketing chief.
And what about your revenue models? What's your revenue model?
It is still advertising. So basically it is an AdSense block we have on our website, but with a huge privacy filter in between. We have a customized version of it. And the big difference is that we only show you ads when we feel comfortable that we are not able to track you, for example, that identifies you. Mm. And also for generic searches, we don't show any ads because we don't know your previous search results. So Google, for example, makes 3 times more revenue on the same search set. If I would look for London, then startpage.com doesn't know what I mean with London. If I want to write a book report, for example, or want to go for an hotel. Well, Google might know that because of all your previous searches and all your other stuff you do online. So they were able to create ads for those searches on Google, but not on Startpage. So we only have the keywords with buying intentions, like airplane tickets to London, and then there are might be some advertisers clicking on the or bidding on those keywords, but no remarketing is possible. For example, we don't have any profiled ads, we don't have your search history, so we also don't know your intent. So it is a very thin model, but we'll manage. We get there. Everything for the privacy of the people and not for earning a lot of money. So
yeah, sure. And you mentioned that you use data from Google in sort of combination with your anonymized data. How does that work?
Well, we pay Google for the organic results. We get their and we use their API, and we simply have to pay for that. But we don't combine any data because we simply don't have any data of our users. So it will be an API call. We get the result set. And we put in between a huge privacy filter so we don't store anything. And we get the feed. There are only, of course, a couple of search engines out there in the world. It's Google, it's Bing, Yahoo a bit, but it's a bit, well, unclear what their future is, of course. Mm. You have Baidu and you have Yandex. But in Europe, for example, you don't have a proper alternative. So Google is our source. They still have a lot of quality in Europe with their result sets, and that's where we get them from.
And looking into the future, Chris, what are your feelings of the future of search? Where's it going?
Future search, well, voice search, for example, is the big trend, of course, that was Google is doing on mobile as well. From privacy perspective, we think that's also a bit risky to get all those devices in your home, like Amazon Echo, where you simply say, hey, Amazon, or hey, Echo, I would like to put my TV on or put the temperature on, mm-hmm. Which is basically also a search or a command and all that. So future from search, I hope we can do more on the privacy part. An example is our Start Mail product, where we also have secure encrypted email. I hope there will be more paid search solutions. And with paid, I don't mean advertising, but in a way where people are in control of what their data is used for, as in a free product, which also looks very good, then you probably are the product. So I hope the future of search will be more secure.
Well, it's absolutely fascinating. Tell us how our listeners can find out more about you, Chris, and more about Startpage.
Well, startpage.com obviously is the site to go to, and I would suggest for all those listeners out there that currently use Yahoo, Bing, or Google, of course, that try us for a week. it's quite interesting for search marketers as well. We get the organic results from Google without any personalization, no bubble, which is great for ranking checks, of course. But if people want to hear more from me, you can follow me on Twitter. It's the C Solser. It's my, like you said, I have a tough name, but so it's easier to send me an email on chris@starkmail.com.
And Solser is spelled C-O-L-C-E-R, isn't it?
That's correct.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much, Chris, and thank you to everyone for listening. The show notes are in the usual place. We're looking to put some questions and answers together in future shows, so certainly email us on podcast@sitevisibility.com, or there's a magic phone number, +44 1273 256 150, if you want to leave a voicemail or a question. And that's it from me, Andy, and that's all from Chris.
Goodbye.
And we'll see you next time on Internet Marketing.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.